This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, we got you back here on the Lombardi Line. This is an interesting sandwich I'm in between here. We'll get to that in a second. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com or download the newly reconfigured BetMGM app. I'm trying to get some excitement going for humans as we come back. 21 or older, 1-800-GAMBLER to sign up. Michael Lombardi here. I was going to say Patrick Maher, Los Angeles, but no, we're actually live.
We're all the bands together. We even got one of the lead guitarists here on the band with us here today.
I said I got quite a sandwich going. This man was working late, of course. Bet Prep, Matt Humans, the host. He's all over VSiN. You were working late last night, and so we appreciate you coming in so early, my friend.
It's amazing how, I guess, observant Patrick Maher is, Michael, and you notice this stuff every day. You do shows with him. He walks in last night, and he says, wow, you look like you lost some weight. And I said, I did. I'm down to 248 from 252. I lost 4 pounds.
4 pounds.
Yeah, so.
But I said he looked good, and he said, I have. I've lost 4 pounds.
He's got the eyes of a scout.
What have you done to lose the four? Have you stopped going to one certain drive of fast food?
It's basic training, like workout routine on a daily basis.
There you go.
Tybo, some CrossFit.
I just probably cut back a little on the beer drinking, to be honest with you, and working out a little bit more, and that's it.
Do you like the matchup? Do you like Kansas City, Philly? Does it excite you?
Yeah.
Do you get into it?
I think
you do.
It does. It's really good for props. I think there are a lot of great storylines here, and it's a tough handicap. You can make, in most games, you can make a really convincing case for both sides, but I'm looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I think it's going to be a close game, too.
Can you walk us through, because nobody knows this better than you, like the proliferation of props. Look, I got the sheet right here. Mm-hmm. Humans, and as a matter of fact, Bill AD joked last night. He was coming down to meet, and he said, I have to first enter 50 Matt Humans bets into the daily newsletter. You had you fired off a bunch of bets, but the props, and you've known this. I mean, every year it just gets bigger and bigger with these props. There's over 400 options over at the South Point, which is a neighborhood book.
Yeah, I actually took it easy on Bill. I only put 14 props on the list. I've bet 19 so far, and I'm not done yet.
It must have been college hoops yesterday. He literally said you sent him like 50 plays.
Oh, well, that was for the contest last night. We had the Circuit College Hoops Challenge.
How is that contest going? Who's in the lead right now?
We got two guys that are 10-4-1 against the spread. It's early, 3 weeks into it.
Yeah.
But Will Hill. Your guy Will Hill is the lead.
Will Hill, should be drinks are on the house.
I hope
Will,
it doesn't happen because Will Hill, we'll never hear the end of
well,
it.
Well, Will Hill hit. I mean, Will had a great week this week. So he picked up, he gave out on our show. He gave out the Brian Daboll Coach of the Year. I think it was 25-1 when he gave it out. He won that. And the Jefferson Offensive Player of the Year. So Will Hill's riding high right now.
He's going to be buying a third house soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to hear him crying. You know, like he'll cry eventually, but I don't want to hear him crying.
Will Hill went 5-0 last week in the Circuit College Hoops
Good
Challenge.
For him.
So, yeah.
The College Hoops Challenge, is it exactly the same parameters as the Circuit Invitational, which the Felica one?
We're at the end of the football season. I have people badger me on Twitter, on text, whatever, you know, what do you like in college hoops today? I said, all right, let's run a contest. And these Saturday cards, you have 150 games. Let's get 8-10 handicappers out there putting out their five top plays. Right. And for a lot of people who haven't had time to handicap college hoops on a daily basis since early November, it's just starting to get into it. I think it's a good service to the listeners and the viewers. But as far as Super Bowl props you were talking about, when I moved to Vegas in August of 2000, Jay Cornegay and his staff over at the Imperial Palace, they were the king of the props. Mm-hmm. And they put out a small book, four or five pages, maybe 125, 100 props, somewhere around there. Now you're talking about 1,500 props.
I know.
And it's just it's overwhelming sometimes when you try to go through these books and you want to spend all this time studying, trying to find the best numbers. You just have to throw out a bunch of them. You don't have time to study them all, but I think that's what makes this Super Bowl such a great betting event, Michael, is almost every play in the game decides a prop or plays a part in deciding a prop.
So work backwards with us. So how do you visualize the game to then lay into your prop conversation?
Philadelphia's been a fast-starting team the entire season.
Okay.
If you just bet the Eagles to win the first half, 15-3-1 this season, one of those losses week 17 against the Saints when Gardner Minshew was a quarterback.
Right.
So I think the Eagles are going to get out to a fast start. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs going to have to make a comeback here in the second half. I bet the Eagles minus a half point in the first half.
I like that one.
You know, go back to last May. I bet the Eagles 40-1 to win the Super Bowl. At that point, I bet them over their win total to win the NFC East. I bet them to win the Super Bowl. And part of the reason was the draft day trade for A.J. Brown. I started to look at all the weapons around Jalen Hurts, and I've read stories about Hurts and what a hard worker he is and a good leader. And I always felt like he's better than the public perception. And I thought, you know, if Hurts develops, this Philadelphia team's elite on the offensive line, looks really good on the defensive line. I had a couple questions maybe about the linebackers and the secondary, but the secondary's turned out to be great. And I thought Philly was a team that had the potential maybe to win the NFC.
Yeah.
I think Philly, because of its strengths on the offensive and defensive line, your football instincts tell you the Eagles should be the better team and should win this game. At the same time, there's a fear factor when you're betting against Patrick Mahomes.
That's all anybody said at the Super Bowl. They ended it with the bookmark. Yeah, but they've got the best player.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty obvious analysis.
He wasn't good 2 years ago, by the way. He was not good. He was injured with the toe, and Reed was a disaster in that game.
Yeah, and they couldn't block him.
Andy Reed seemed like he was asleep at the wheel in that game, but he had the problem with his son leading up to
and
the
he had
Super
the problem
Bowl.
With Mike Remmers playing left tackle, too. Yeah, well, and he didn't help him either. He didn't really give him any help. He thought he could kind of mask it, and that's going to be the interesting thing, what he does. But I think if I'm Philly, I you know, I'm a big believer in deferring. But if I'm Philly, I'm going to take the ball because I think it's really important they play from in front. I think it's really – you had that stat about only 22 passes all year thrown from behind. I think it's really important they play from in front. And I think Andy Reid doesn't care about managing the middle eight. So why would you give him – you know, he doesn't really care. He could care less about ending the half with a score and building the half. You know, so I think it's – to me, that's – if I'm Philly, I think they have to play from in front. I think Kansas City can play – from behind or play from behind, in front.
And that's a big focus for Bill Belichick as a middle eight. Why do you think Andy Reid does not care about the middle
because
eight?
Because he doesn't manage it at all. He doesn't. He feels like every time I get the ball, I'm going to score. All he cares about is scoring. Like, let's take the Cincinnati game. He has the ball first and 10 at the Bengal 40, and he's going to get the ball to start the half. The Bengals have three timeouts. He doesn't have a timeout. Mm-hmm. So he could run the run there and – eat up 20 seconds. Now Cincinnati's got to make a decision. Do they start calling timeouts? What do they do? If he gets one first down, he's probably going to make a field goal. He throws three straight incomplete passes, punts the ball back. They go 90 yards, and they fall short. They almost score, right? He gets to start the second half, three and out. Next thing you know, they're back in the game. So he doesn't really ever set his play calling to the middle eight. So why would you set yours? And I think, to me, Philly knows they got to play from in front.
Yeah, so and Philly's been great. I think you're right about that. We were talking about it on the show last night. I said if Philly has a chance, you want the ball first.
Yeah.
And because it's been such a fast-starting Philadelphia offense this season. So that's kind of the way I'm expecting the game to play out. Now, I'm not going to bet every prop that way. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
But you did go no score first six minutes, speaking of the start of the game.
Yeah, I was talking with Mike Palm about this on the VSIN Pro Football Betting Podcast this week. And you guys know it. There's only been four touchdowns scored on the opening drive in Super Bowl history. This prop has hit 15. This prop has hit 9 of the last 12 years. And I think what Palms say there was no touchdown scored on the opening drive in 15 straight Super Bowls.
Which is fascinating, right? Because Andy Reid's a script guy, right? And the Eagles are a script guy, a team, right? So you would think that, but I think because of the 2 weeks, that first 6 minutes, there's a lot of unpredictability in terms of fronts and coverages, kind of different looks that they're not used to. And okay, so we got our scripts kind of built off of what we think, and then the game is, here's the reality. And I think that's probably why. I think it's the 2 weeks layup between, which makes this prop somewhat interesting.
The stunning aspect of that was how bad the Patriots were in the first quarter of Super Bowls, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
We were just talking about the second and the fourth.
To me, Matt, my whole handicap on this game is if Philly doesn't have a two-score lead in the fourth quarter, they're going to lose. Yeah. They're going to lose because they're going to be tired like Seattle was, and we scored 14 points in the fourth quarter against Seattle, like Atlanta was. Mm-hmm. We scored 19 against Atlanta. And so if you're tired, and that makes Mahomes elite. That makes him unbelievable. There'll be throws he'll make everywhere. So they better have a two-score lead going in. And San Francisco had a two-score lead against them. Front got tired, and he scored 14.
I was just going to mention that. The one Super Bowl win Mahomes has 3 years ago, I thought the 49ers were the better team. Mahomes pulled a rabbit out of the hat in the fourth quarter, made a couple big plays, and came back to win that game.
Third and 17 to Tyreek Hill. He's scrambling around. Bosa let him out of the pocket, convert the third and 17. Then they get the pass interference penalty in the end zone on a third and 10, and it's Katie by the door. That's over.
So that's kind of my concern here with the betting against the Chiefs in this game, why Mahomes could get done in the fourth quarter. So you're right about that. The Eagles better have a lead going into it. But Philadelphia's been great. A great first-half team this season.
Two bets on Mahomes here, Matt Eumann's Lombardi line. Mahomes rush yards over 16.5. You like it, you're going to lay it. Also, Mahomes to score a rushing touchdown, you're getting plus 420 on that.
Yeah, I thought plus 420 is a great price on this because you never know what can happen when you get inside the five-yard line. You've got a quarterback who's great at improvising. And, you know, with 2 weeks to kind of heal that ankle, I think he's going to be on two good wheels. And if you look at Mahomes this season, I think he's going to look more like he did in the regular season when he averaged 21 rushing yards per game. He topped 20 yards in 10 games. And this Philadelphia defense leads the league in sacks, puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And I think Mahomes is going to be forced to take off and run more than a few times here. So 16.5 is a fair number. One book in town opened this at 10.5 on the rushing prop. But I do expect like I said, I like the Eagles a little bit in the game, but I think Mahomes is going to make more than his share of plays in this game.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. And look, the game that I keep going back to, Matt, is Tennessee. And in that game, Mahomes took off for a 20-yard run on one drive, and then he scored on a 14-yard.
Yeah.
He's going to run, and if he's going to prove to him he's healthy.
My man's got a laid-back style. You should see the fastidious notes he has. Look at the notes, my man. You know what that gets from me? My goodness.
I've got notes on the laptop. I've got written notes here. I got everything.
My goodness, Matt Eumanns. My goodness. Okay, we continue. Matt Eumanns joins us live in studio on the Lombardi Line. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Did you, Matt Eumanns, contribute to the Big Game Betting Guide? Yes?
I believe so. I've got a favorite prop bet, pick on the game. Everybody wants to know Brent Musburger's pick on the game.
Wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you want to know? And you can get the betting guide right now. Introductory offer, $9.99. We've never done it before. It was Matt Eumanns' brainchild. He said, let's give it away for under 10 bucks. So we went $9.99, VSiN.com/subscribe. You can sign up right now. All kidding aside, the Big Game Betting Guide, it's the best one we've done in years. Well, it is the best one. You can check it out right now, $9.99, VSiN.com/subscribe. Everybody's in there, including Brent Musburger's picks, as Matt Eumanns just referenced. He joins us live here at Circa. This is your home turf. We are here in town. Last night, they went to the steakhouse downstairs. What is it?
Barry's.
Barry's. What? Yeah. Outstanding.
It's supposed to be tremendous.
It's not supposed to be. It is. It's okay. Outstanding. All right. Really good.
I mean, got you. Wonderful. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
We can eliminate the supposed
to. We are live from Circa. As you see behind us, we've got soccer on, and we haven't made the big board. How do they not put Michael Lombardi and Matt Eumanns on the big board behind us?
Here, I saw us on the big board when I came in with Frank Caliendo. We had Frank Caliendo on. We had about 75 people on the set that day because Caliendo was going from one to the other. The best was he was going Barkley to Belichick.
Belichick was hilarious because it's a little finicky to do him.
But then he was describing how he gets into the impersonations, like how he kind of does them and models them after one another. Yeah. It was fascinating. His son, Joey, was sitting over there like
nonplussed.
Non-impressed at all.
Could not have cared less. Yeah. It's funny. You know, Elliot just came in and he was asking why some of your bets are a little contradictory. What people have to understand about you is you've got so many tickets leading up to this that there's a lot of dancing in game that you're involved in.
I have a lot more bet on props than I do on the side on this game. I have nothing bet on the total, but obviously I want to cash this Eagles futures ticket, but I'm going to have to bet the Chiefs in some way, shape, or form here. I'm probably going to live bet it. I don't really see much value in taking +2 if I can get that before kickoff. I thought maybe +3. But, Michael, I'm hoping the Eagles get off to a fast start.
Yeah.
And live betting, I can grab some points with the Chiefs, whether it's 4, 6, 7, whatever. That's what I want to do, create a middle to where I can win both of those tickets.
You know, I think that's probably really smart. I think, you know, when you look at it, like the San Francisco game, I was watching the San Francisco game, and Berman was looking at his app. And when Purdy got hurt, they really didn't adjust that very quickly. Yeah. You know, and there was really money to be made out there on that live betting. And so I think to me, again, this is always about who's in control and who's in the lead. Think about this now. The two teams that we're watching, Kansas City won their Super Bowl in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Philadelphia won their Super Bowl in the fourth quarter. If Brandon Graham doesn't make that play, then, you know, New England's going to win that game.
Strip
so
sack,
they did.
Right,
yeah. Right, the strip sack. So what I'm saying is these two teams know that it's going to go into the fourth quarter. I don't see how it doesn't get to the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know the Mahomes factor. That's what, to me, if Philly doesn't have that lead in the fourth, I think it's going to be hard for him. I really do.
Total rush yards, Eagles over 135.5. Love it. You laid it.
Yeah, it's up to about 144 now.
It's gone up all the way to 144. Yeah, we can get an update on that number. I'll get it right now.
I would still probably lay it. Michael, I think the path to the Eagles winning this game, they got to control the line. Eagles have an elite offensive line. They've got to control the line of scrimmage. They got to run wild, I think, on this KC defense. If that doesn't happen, they're in big trouble.
Yeah.
I think Philly's going to pile up north of 150 rushing yards in this game. You got to stay committed to the run in this game, too. Right,
and you got to cut down on the possessions, right? So, like, the last time they played, the Chiefs had 8 possessions in the game against the Eagles. That game, that was a kneel down, that was the 8th possession. Then the other 7, the Chiefs scored 6 times, and then they got an interception. Yeah. But that's it. Tyreek Hill was on the field in that game. The Eagles couldn't cover him. And that was Jonathan Gannon playing his old defense. This is Vic Fangio's style of defense more than it was Jonathan Gannon's when they played before. So I do think if you're Philly, you want to slow this game down. That's why, to me, it's a correlative bet. If you like Philly, you should take the under. If you like Kansas City, you should take the over.
I saw your pick on the game, very similar to my pick. You've got, I think, Eagles 27-23.
I think I'm a little bit higher. I had it as an over, but I had the Eagles kind of making it at the end. So yeah, I had it by six, Philly. But see, to me, I'm I don't want to talk out of both sides. I'm worried about the Eagles have to build the lead. These two teams, the one good thing about these two teams is they don't go into four-minute offense. They kind of run the game. They stay within their offensive framework. If Philly plays from behind and you're live betting,
I
think Philly's in trouble. Because I don't think Philly has a good enough drop-back pass game with Hurts, especially with the shoulder. I said this to Patrick all week long, Matt. If Hurts has off-season shoulder surgery, it will not surprise
Abram.
Me.
Yeah, I don't think he looked good against San Francisco.
He did not look good. That's why I think running the ball is going to be a huge focus for the Eagles here. It looks like on vsin.com, Michael Lombardi has Eagles 27-21.
Yeah.
I've got Eagles 24-23.
Yeah.
How many Super Bowls have been decided by exactly 1 point?
You asked that question like you have the answer, so go ahead, smart.
One.
Yeah, I was going to say
one,
that.
One Super Bowl, Giants 20, Bills 19.
All right, that's because he missed a field goal at the end, right?
That's right.
And then the Carolina-New England Super Bowl, New England made the field goal. Vinatieri makes field goal at the end to win that game.
32-29,
something
like
that. Yeah, that was a field goal game. I think it was tied. They win that game. And then I'm trying to think there was another field goal game at the end that the Buffalo game. Yeah, but most of them, the dominance of one team seems to take over, you know, when you start thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be like
The New England, we beat them 28-24. And they're getting ready to score in, you know, and then the overtime game with Atlanta was a 6-point game because we scored in overtime. But that was one that they're coming down to score. Thank God we were up 28-24. That's a field goal game. You know, that game's going to go to overtime,
What's your remembrances of that, the Atlanta 28-3? Do you remember?
I remember a lot about it.
Where were you?
Well, that was the first ever day for VSIN in terms of a live broadcasting.
Was you in Flatter?
Come on.
I just asked a question. What side were you on? I mean, Lombard, that's got to be your high point.
Actually, I was in studio with Gil Alexander and Brent Musburger during the game.
It was like a whale of a show.
That was our first day of broadcasting 6 years ago, Super Bowl Sunday. And
that was the first day VSIN was live.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite stories is Gil and I both had the Patriots on the money line because it was a very cheap price. And Brent was on the Falcons. It's 28-3, and Brent's cocky, and he's doing the Brent Musburger.
Lads, and he gave laughing. You a few lads? Did he give you a few lads?
It's over, lads. And he walks over to the coat rack during a commercial, and he puts on his top hat, whatever, his trench coat, and he looks at us, and he goes, "Turn out the lights, folks.
The party's over. Dandy Dunn.
And he walks out, and that's when the Patriots started their comeback, down 28-3.
And how did he handle that afterwards?
He laughed about it a couple days later.
But, it's so good, yeah. You know, that was a game. We go into that game thinking we need two-point plays to extend the lead. Practiced them on Thursday for 5 minutes, practiced them on Friday for 5 minutes. Uh-huh. Not only we need them to catch up, not to double the score. You know, so we were thinking we're going to need to extend them. Instead, we needed to catch up.
Where were you? Were you up in the box?
Yeah.
Were you freaking out?
I thought it was over. I thought the same thing.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. And did you text Kyle after the game? Thank you.
No, I don't blame Kyle for that. Kyle's job is to score points to get first downs. I'd blame Dan Quinn for that game. I wrote about it in Gridiron. I mean, Dan Quinn's got to go over to Kyle and say, Kyle, the clock's our opponent here, just so you understand it. It was a little bit like last week against Philly when they were playing San Francisco. Like, what were they doing throwing the ball? Like, the only way they lose that game
Purdy is... Purdy plays in that game, San Francisco's in this game.
You think so? You think if Purdy plays, they win?
Not so sure about that.
No, because their defense was dominant. San Francisco's defense was keeping them in it. And when McCaffrey scored, I honestly thought, I'm like, they have something here, because that was a tremendous run.
But Kyle messed up the end of the half in that game. What was he trying to do? If he goes in halftime 14-7, plus that call, I thought the call... Again, if Cheffers calls the game like that, you know, on Jimmy Ward in the slot, that pass, that defensive holding on third and five, that was a horrible call.
How do you not challenge the Devontae Smith catch?
I don't know, especially when he was given a signal.
He jumps up and says, hurry up, let's snap
and
it.
And he was coached up to do it, so you got to give Sirianni credit and him credit, Devontae Smith. But when he's freaking out, you have to call a timeout.
Yeah, no,
what
I know.
What is Shanahan doing?
No, well, somebody in the booth needs to tell him, like, hey, we should just call timeout. They blow timeouts all the time. I mean, you know, Zach Taylor can't wait
to
blow
a
timeout. I know. They blow timeouts like crazy.
You have to use it there. Any thoughts? We haven't really heard much on the total. 50.5, 51. As far as scoring, what was your total? What was your score that you predicted over at
BC.com? I really, 24-23. Okay. Michael's got 27-21. I just slightly into the under. I don't have any money on the total, so I don't want
to
really.
You know, I did Russo yesterday, and we do 60-50 down to 10, and I took the 10-point and the 20-point on the over and the line. I took props for the first four because mm-hmm. I just didn't feel strong enough one way or the other on the bet. You know, I like Philly, but I'm worried about Mahomes, Patrick.
I know you are. And by the way, you know what they call Michael Lombardi in the industry now? The prop king.
Yeah.
The prop king.
Prop queens all over. Prop cousins. He's the prop king.
No.
Just so you know.
Well, you guys are a fantastic duo. Dynamic duo. And I was, like most people, I would assume you guys are never going to be broken up.
Yeah.
I know. The show's going to continue. And I was telling Femi and Wes they do a great job together last night.
That's
as well.
Right. They do. They do. Those guys are inseparable.
You kill me. If you could ask a question for Thomas Gable, he's coming up next in Jersey. Anything for a bookmaker in Jersey?
I want to know the percentage of money on the side here, because I've heard as high as, at some books, 80% on the Eagles. And then I heard another bookmaker in Vegas today say 51-49. So yeah. It's more of a 50-50 split. I want to hear what he's got.
You ask, you shall receive. Literally nobody better, Matt Eumanns. Thank you. You look fresh, by the way.
Did you sleep at all last night?
It looks good.
It looks great.
I fell asleep on the couch for 1 hour.
Lost 4 pounds, too. Congratulations, Matt Eumanns. Next, Thomas Gable here on the Lombardi Line.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, enjoy the big game like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the code SB1000 and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Of course, register over at BetMGM. Remember, newly reconfigured for in-game. It's awesome, the experience. BetMGM.com, download the app. Again, SB1000, get up to $1,000 in bonus bets. Make sure you check it out. Gamble responsibly, 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available, Mississippi, with the Gators, Nevada, New York, as we got you back here. We're on the big screen. And the reason we're on the big screen is when the big dog comes in, and that is not you, Michael Lombardi.
That is
Mike Palm to my left here on the Lombardi Line, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're going to bring in Thomas Gable from Jersey, but I just want to thank you for putting us up on the big dog over there.
Well, no, you absolutely deserve a place on the big screen. And Patrick, you've got to be thankful the Super Bowl wasn't in Miami this year. That'd have been a hell of a lot of driving over 96 hours. I'll tell you.
By the way, the agoraphobia line kept on getting used because I ditched out on every party and went back to my hotel room in Phoenix. I will be balling out here with Palm and the crew at Circa. It's the best place in Vegas or in the States. Outside of the Borgata, as we head out to Jersey and say hi to our buddy Thomas Gable, our partner, runs the Race and Sports Book there. TG, good morning, my friend. How are you feeling?
Good morning, Michael, Patrick, and what an honor and privilege it is to be on with the great Mike Palm this morning. Elliot texted me yesterday just to confirm my appearance. And it confirmed, and he came back and said, well, you'll be on with Mike Palm. And at first I thought Michael and Patrick, you were going to be taking the day off, and I thought Mike was going to be hosting the show by himself. So I was really excited for that. But alas, they said, no, he's just sitting in with Michael and Patrick. But nonetheless, I'm very excited to be here with the three of you.
Can we address this picture?
I've been talking about,
and you know, when you think of NFL historians, there's really only two names that come to mind, Steve Stable and Stephanie Kamerschack. But Stephanie, I mention her because Stephanie is the driving force behind the network, never updating Thomas's photo. So I would like the same opportunity I've provided Elliot with a photo of myself taken circa the same time. So anytime I have a call in, I would like this photo used.
Where is that red Denny jacket? Crumb? I got to get that.
That's
red
Denny
jacket.
Crumb.
I just said that.
Michael, I used to coach basketball teams.
Wow.
And I would always buy a jacket the color of the uniform, right? Oh. And so I coached Sacred Heart in Dubuque, in my hometown, and red was the color, and yeah, people always say Denny Crumb.
I said, is that Denny Crumb? The luscious locks. Yeah, it looks good. It's a good-looking picture.
That's 2007, so I don't know that Thomas Gable picture's that far off from there.
We got to get it. And one day, Thomas Gable, he's going to get on Skype. We want to see you when we're doing the broadcast, yeah. TG. But as Eumanns was leaving, TG, he wanted to ask, where are the percentages right now on the game over at the Borgata in Jersey?
Well, tickets percentages are going to be very skewed towards the Eagles. We're well over 80% of the tickets are on Philadelphia. The money is not that. So we're actually somewhat more balanced here on the money. We're not really lopsided. The issue for us is going to be the future liability on the Eagles that's out there. So, you know, the Eagles were 40-1 at one point when we opened it, and pretty much stayed that way till the draft. And then you started to see their odds come down a little bit. But they really, I think, is when the draft and they acquired A.J. Brown in the trade, that's when everybody started pouring in on the Eagles and taking a shot on them. So we'll see. Obviously, a lot of the handle is going to be coming in here today and tomorrow. A lot of the bigger bets, the six-figure wagers, are going to come in. So right now I'm not too worried with where we're standing on the game itself. And, of course, you have all the props that are going on. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to get Eagles money. You know, I've been asked a lot this week as far as, well, are you going to see a bump in handle because it's the Eagles? I don't really think that's going to be the case. This is the biggest betting event of the year. So I'm taking a more conservative lean on that. I don't know how much of a bump we're actually going to get just because the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. I think the bump comes for the properties as a whole in this town. The ADR is going to see a bump. All the parties, all the VIP events, they're all sold out, fully committed. You know, we're on wait lists for a lot of our parties here. The town is going to be full. And that's where I think the bump is going to come. It's really going to be on the non-gaming revenue side of things and probably the casino revenue as well. Not so much in sports betting handle just because the Eagles are there.
You know, Thomas, tomorrow you can get free coffee at Wawa. I just want you to know. So when you're leaving your house in Brigantine, stop in Wawa, get a big cup. It'll be a green cup. So you know you can do that. What is the number one prop that you're getting at the Borgata right now?
Well, it's interesting. One of the, and I didn't really think about this too much, but one of the props, actually it's a couple of the props that are getting bet are the Pacheco props. The Pacheco player props are getting hit to the over, and I'll tell you why. There's a lot of local support for him. He's from Vineland. He graduated Vineland High School. So, and people who don't know, Vineland High School is right outside Atlantic City. They are the basically the rival of Millville High School, where Mike Trout is from. So he's a local kid, and he's getting a lot of local support here on his player props. A lot of people betting the over. Now, we did see kind of a narrative here with his receiving props as well, where we saw some sharper money come in on his on the over on the receiving props, but. That was one that I didn't really anticipate seeing, but it makes sense. In terms of the overall most popular prop is always going to be the first touchdown score market. That's become so popular to the point where now it's offered on every game throughout the regular season. And Dallas Goedert is taking a lot of action in that for us. He's our biggest liability in that prop market, but obviously, you have Kelsey there, who's the favorite for first touchdown score. But Goddard, the fellow tight end there for the Eagles, he's the one who's taking a decent number of wagers on him.
What I love about TG, Mike Palm, and you'll respect this, the Super Bowl's tomorrow. The only thing he cares about today is college hoops.
Yeah.
He already sent over his plays for VEASAN Pros.
Those are the Des Moines plays? Is that what Michael called
Des Moines? Des Moines plays.
We might have some Duluth plays for hockey in the final segment.
Any thoughts from one bookmaker to the other on what Thomas has said so far?
I'd like to ask Thomas, because I think for us, Thomas, here at Circa, this is like an interesting case study in bookmaking because of our position. So I don't want to use exact numbers, but let's just say, because we took a large wager on Kansas City in August at 10-1, let's say we're a $2 million loser to Kansas City and we're a $750,000 winner to the Eagles in the future book.
Hypothetically.
Those aren't the numbers, but it's the situation. That's why we opened the line Chiefs 2.5. We actually thought the line would be Chiefs 1. But we shaded it to get the Eagles money, and we had it moved 5 points in 4.5 minutes. We went from 2.5 one way to the other.
Wow.
And now it's settled at 1.5, but we're not seeing any in Kansas City money. So that's good. But how much of the Eagles win as a bookmaker? And I'm asking you, and every book's different. They have different owners and different management. How much of that Eagles win do you want to sell off to vitiate the possible huge loss on the Chiefs?
Well, you know, as you said, it's really going to be dependent on what the difference there is between the two. So you know, we're sort of the opposite of the scenario that you gave out. We're a loser there on the Eagles in the future book. We are a decent winner, decent size winner of Kansas City wins in the future book. And we were in a very similar situation a couple years ago when Tampa played the Chiefs. We were a big loser in the future book if Tampa won that. And we booked a game where we actually were able to, we needed Tampa to win the game, and we were able to offset all of that future liability. Now, we have a lot bigger liability here. We're finding ourselves on the Eagles this year. So I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. But again, I think that the bigger wagers are going to be coming in. Certainly, I've been in discussions with a couple people for Chiefs, some bigger six-figure wagers on the Chiefs, which certainly take and kind of offset that. And then we'll just, as you said, we'll kind of take our, if we can offset that future liability, then, hey, we'll collect the prop money and take it from there.
And by the way, that Chiefs 2.5 opener here at Circa was completely misconstrued in the, by people. Obviously, Twitter is a cesspool, but it there's so many factors that go into you opening, Benson opening 2.5 one way.
Yeah, the future book's the major consideration. But we're off. We know we have the opener for college football.
Move quickly, you said.
Metcalf's been off 8 points on games. It's okay because
we let
the sharp bettors move the market to where it should be.
I don't think people give enough respect to the futures market on this game. I think that's the point. And we're seeing this line move. It's because the way you set up the line to get action. It isn't because somebody's betting it like they know something that we don't know.
Hey, Thomas Gable, just so you know, there's a Saturday edition of Palms Pressing 3 coming up. Yeah. I know it's a busy weekend for you, but you may want to stay tuned to the Lombardi line, okay?
I'm going to be tuning in between that and Jick Jack's alligator hunting story. Yeah. I don't know which is going to be the high-rated segment today.
By the way, the picture's low-res, too. We have to do something about the TG. Like,
Mike's been saying it
Mike
for years.
Mike is going to have a heart attack.
She drew a line in the sand, and it's tough to get across it.
Thomas Gable, look at this. Look at Denny Crum.
Thomas can take a snapshot when he's on the air. Like, I don't understand
it. A screenshot.
Gable's college basketball plays for VSiN Pros. VSiN.com/subscribe. He's our partner. Good luck, TG. We'll talk to you. Come back.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it is The Lombardi Line. Michael Lombardi, of course, live from Circa. I'm Patrick Maher. The big game, the show lineup, you see it. Lombardi Line, follow the money, numbers game. Brent Musburger's countdown to kickoff, live bet tonight. VSiN Prime, you got Mike Palm up and down the lineup as well. Stormy's going to be doing live updates tomorrow. We're excited as we welcome you back here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Patrick Maher, Mike Palm. Bon Vivant here, Circa. Michael, we talked about it because we just stayed in Scottsdale. Nothing compares to Circa. Nothing.
That's
the amenities, the rooms are so detail-oriented. Everything's concerted.
This is, and it's almost like it's a big book, it's a big casino, but it feels very homey. There's a good homey vibe to it. It's intimate. You did a good job building Circa, Michael.
Well, give Derek.
It was all you.
No, it wasn't. But the process of designing.
I can only imagine.
Oh, we used to sit. Now, this goes back to 2017. Every Wednesday, we would go to Steelman's, the architects, and the meeting would start at 4 p.m. Now, granted, we'd been here, many of us, since 5 a.m. We wouldn't have to come on the show. But everybody had been here since 8 a.m. We'd go there at 4 o'clock. Some nights the meeting went in until 11. That was every Wednesday for almost 3 years. Wow. I think it took us 6 months just to design the porte cochere. It's amazing.
I like process. To walk around and just think about the mindset when they were putting it all together. It fits together like a puzzle.
Like the sink has the spigot coming off sideways.
It's awesome. Yeah. How about the seats and the showers?
I love that.
Originally, the pool was on two, not a descending level, but two very different levels. One of them family oriented and one an adult pool. But then at some point we made the decision to go 21 and over. So, you know, it just combined into one large. Yeah,
I got a great picture. They asked me, do you want to see the skyline of Vegas or do you want to see Stadium Swim? I took Stadium Swim. I didn't realize DJ Scribble was going to be out till 11 o'clock last night. It's an amazing, all kidding aside, it's my favorite book I've ever been to, Circus Sports. Good job, Derek Stevens. It's time. I'm going to literally sit back here. Palms pressing three. Let's go.
Oh, I don't know. Shut my computer down. So here we go.
It's sort of a wrap up to a wonderful season. Yeah. Michael and Patrick, I was in Phoenix Tuesday. I missed you guys by one day, but you guys got to spend Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday down there on Radio Row. And you got to mingle with many people in the know. Here's my question, Michael. Talking to the folks in and around the game, did your opinion on the game change at all?
You know, that's a great question, Mike, and everybody has the same answer. And I'm not talking about people in the media. I'm talking about people that I respect that have been in the industry, coached and played, or scouted general managers. And it always is the Eagles are the better team, ..
But
Mahomes. And that's how I feel. Like, I think this game, if it gets into the fourth quarter and the Eagles don't have a 10-point or a 14-point lead, the Chiefs will win because they'll be tired from rushing the passer. He will make plays. They won't cover Kelsey. And so this game is really hard to handicap in that sense because neither team's going to run away from one another. And so even though if the Eagles play from in front, which they have to do, the Chiefs won't run away from them. And so I just think, to me, the game's getting in the fourth quarter. Everybody likes the Eagles completely as a team. It's the Mahomes factor. How do you handicap that? And I think you go back to the Dallas game. Everybody talks about how the Eagles' defensive line. We had Christopher Sims on, and he was talking about, I don't think the Eagles' defensive front is as dominant as people are making it out to be. It's not the Baltimore Ravens. Let's be fair. Neither were the San Francisco 49ers. The Cowboys threw the ball really effectively. Joystick was in his element in that game. He was in his basement calling plays. He had it going, right? Put 40 on them. Now, they didn't have Gardner Johnson in the game. But to me, they blocked them. And when they blocked them, they were able to move it. So everybody has the same perspective.
Everybody was on the Eagles.
Everybody.
A couple sharp guys on, you know, Felik is on the Chiefs. Samich is on the Chiefs. My assumption is you'll do something with the Chiefs because you always go the other way, Mike Palm. But everybody was on the Eagles.
Second question, Michael. Your new book deals largely with the Hall of Fame and what the criteria should be to get in. The new class was just announced. My question to you is, did you have a problem with any of the inductees? And on a personal note, I've been beating the drum for Don Coryell for 10 years. I'm happy he's in, but it should have been done during his lifetime.
Well, you know, look, Don Coryell, he gets stuck like a lot of guys do because he didn't get to a Super Bowl. A great story about Don Coryell. He's the head coach at San Diego State, recruiting JC kids, beating the Big Ten, beating the Pac-10 when it was a legitimate conference, really a and on kids taking junior college guys and developing an offense there. The Sid Gilman offense got extended there. He writes a letter to Bill Bidwell, the head coach, the owner of the St. Louis Cardinals, a handwritten letter saying, I think I could take my offense to pro football and make it explosive. And he did, and he got there, and he's got Jim Hart at quarterback, Terry Metcalf at running back, Conrad Dobler in the offense. I mean, they were a good team. 3 years of the best 3 years, and then it had kind of like all things, it fell apart. I think more, if you look at Coryell over the long lens, his contributions to the game offset not going to the playoffs. I think these guys that make significant contributions to the game should get in, but you can't measure that. Nobody wants to measure that. I didn't think
Zach Thomas is not a Hall of Famer.
I didn't. Look, to me, it's about I'm driving to the stadium. I'm scared to death to play against this guy. I didn't think Zach Thomas was a Hall of Famer. I'll just be clear. I mean, he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. He's a really good player. But that, to me, we're now putting good players in the Hall of Fame. Klecko had really good years. I like the fact that we went back, but I had other players that belong in the Hall of Fame besides that. Chuck Howley deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. He was the MVP of a Super Bowl game. You know, and he played for a lot of years. He played All-Pro. He's got numbers to him. I thought he deserved to go in there. Revis, to me, was a no-brainer.
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 Joe Thomas, no-brainer.
Yeah.
Rondé Barber.
Here's the thing about Rondé Barber. I said this on the show, on Russo yesterday. When they put Lynch in, everybody in that Tampa organization said, wait a minute, Barber's the best defensive player we have in the secondary. How could we put Lynch? So here's what happens. You build a draft board. Okay, let's build a draft board. We put a player on the draft board, and we set every player off of that player. Well, he's not better than that guy. Okay, he can't get in. Well, he's better than that guy. So your board becomes messed up. You let Lynch in, you got to let Barber in. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the problem with the Hall of Fame is they let a guy in, and then they set it. Bobby Bethard, to me, doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame. You pick Ryan Leaf, you don't belong in the Hall of Fame. But he got in because Clark Judge argued for him. He won Super Bowls. I know this from being a personnel guy. If he doesn't have Joe Gibbs, he's not a Hall of Fame personnel guy. Just like I'm not a good personnel guy without Belichick.
For Michael's complete thoughts, football done right.
Hey!
Speaking of Joe Gibbs, if you have a chance to have a folks, take an hour out of your life and go and watch San Diego State's celebration of Don Coryell's life. John Madden, Joe Gibbs, Dan Fouts, Fred Dreyer each speak about the coach. Amazing story.
Amazing story. But look, Coryell. It all goes back to, so there's five pillars in the league, right? Yeah. And Coryell comes from the Sid Gilman pillar, which really comes from a guy named Francis Schmidt. They called him Fanatical Francis. And he was the head coach at Ohio State. And he was made fun of because he wanted to throw the football. He got run out of Columbus. And he ended up at Washington State, died almost of a broken heart. Because he wanted to throw the football. What people don't realize is Sid Gilman also was involved with the Earl Blake. He was on Earl Blake's staff at Army. All this stuff comes back around, which makes this game fascinating because this is a single wing game. Jalen Hurts is running a single wing offense.
Three.
Final question. If the Lords of the Pigskin gave you absolute control over the NFL, what are the three things you would change about the modern game?
The three things I would change about the modern game, I would clean up the officiating and have a standardized
way. Make them full-time?
Full-time, but I would also standardize and teach them the game so they're not calling things that the coach – have them more in symmetry, right? I would definitely do that. I would limit the amount of coaches involved. I think we have way too many coaches. I think the organizations have gone too big. You know, I think that would be something that I would try to do. And I would put back – off-season programs for offensive and defensive linemen. We're talking about health of quarterbacks. 70 quarterbacks this year started at the position, the most since the 87 strike. The reason that is because we're not developing offensive linemen. And I think the other thing I would definitely do is I would have a developmental league outside of where the teams control the development of their own players.
On the spot. He didn't know the questions. By the way, that was heavy lifting by me. Thank you for helping out.
I mean, it's just unbelievable how little work I did.
What would you change about the NFL, real quick?
I agree with the officiating. The officiating is the storyline every week.
What are we going to get? Jimmy Ward, that call that Jimmy Ward against San Francisco, Philly, that's not called the first two weeks.
Everybody talked about Torbert in the second game. The first game was worse, in my opinion.
It's futile to have the discussion.
How about the roughing the punter? He got held and blocked into the punter.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
That's horrible.
And it wasn't roughing.
It wasn't
roughing. It was the kicking leg. It's a 5-yard penalty. Three things wrong with the call.
Yes, you're right.
Three things wrong with one call.
And whatever happened to Thing? You know that Thing in the where we would come up and get the replay? We don't have Thing anymore. Like, oh, well, that only is...
Expedited review.
Yeah, what happened to Thing in that game?
It was great. They used it beautifully in the wild card round.
I love Thing. No, we lost Thing.
Yeah.
Shanahan needs to call a timeout there, though.
How about the guy's giving you the signal? Hurry up!
That he's saying I
you
can catch
you
it.
Got it. You
once
got
he
it
does
using,
that, you got to do it.
He's telling you I didn't.
But don't challenge it. Don't challenge it. Just call timeout so you can review it. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would do change to is I would try to get some of these announcers to talk about the game, not talk about the play.
Oh, don't get them started on the announcers. No volume. You want to give a play on the way out because we won't talk to you.
Listen,
tomorrow.
This is an angle in hockey. It happened 7 times today. Blindly play the team that already has a game under their belt against the team first back from the All-Star break.
Coming out of the All-Star break. Michael Palm, you're the very best. The NFL podcast over
so
at VSiN.com.
So good to have a home game, Patrick.
It just feels nice to be
dress
here.
Lights.
And we're going to be here tomorrow as well with Michael Lombardi's official play for Super Bowl 57. Live bet Saturday, JVT. and Danny Burke next on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.